Okay, if you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
get them ready, dress up for riding them too, or something like that. It's not I want to dress the horse. Yeah, suit up, saddle up the horse.
Any other word? Starts with an H?
Harness the horse, yeah.
Okay, now if you're driving a horse, if you're plowing a field or something, what would you hold in your hands?
Reins.
Okay, now if you're riding a horse, what would you hold in your hands?
Reins.
Okay. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
A stirrup.
Okay. Now if you're plowing with two horses, do you know what you would call the one that is on the left? The horse on the left?
The horse on the left.
You heard of the lead horse?
Yeah, I thought it was the horse in front, but mostly, yeah. Unless you're talking about that.
Oh, to you it would be what?
Horse in front. The lead horse and the main horse that's pulling the whole thing. Most people have a horse in front, a horse behind. That's if you have a team of horses, that's four. With all horses in front, we call them lead horses. But I don't know about two horses side by side. I haven't seen that. What's called a lead horse.
Oh, okay. Okay, if something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little...
awkward.
No, no, if it's not close to you.
Oh.
You'd say it's just a little...
far out of reach.
Yeah, a little way.
I don't get the question.
Would you say it's a little way over, a little ways over, or a little piece over?
A little ways over.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark.
A rest.
You had a...
long drive.
Or instead of saying drive, you...
a long trip. Wow.
Long ways to go? Or long ways to go?
Oh, yeah, long ways to go before dark.
Okay. If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say... you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If you slipped on ice and fell this way,
fell forward.
Another way.
Backwards.
Okay. Let's see. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, "Why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it."
Or I wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Let's see. What are trenches cut by a plow called?
A ravine.
Or, maybe not as deep as a ravine, just a little.
A row?
Yeah. Furrows?
I don't know.
Have you heard of furrows?
No.
Okay, if you have a good yield of wheat, you might say, we raised a big...
bundle or batch.
Yeah, or what do you call it's a thing of wheat or a thing of corn,
a acre, a year.
CR, starts with CR.
Crop.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you might say you did what to the land?
Cleared it.
Okay. What is wheat tied up into?
Wheat.
What do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Strain it. Gin it.
What was that?
Gin it.
Gin it.
Like cotton gin, you separate the seeds from the cotton. I guess the same thing with oats, right? I hope it is.
Well, you also heard of... you can do this to little kids. If a kid's been naughty, you might do this to him.
Scold him or spank him?
Yeah, or...
whip him.
Okay, another word for whip.
Thrash?
Would you ever say
thrash? Yeah. I'm not familiar with that either.